plastic bag, drifting through the wind, wanting to start again. Do you ever feel this so paper thin, like a house of cards, one blow from caving in? Do you ever feel already buried deep, 6 feet under screens and no one seems to hear a thing? Do you know that there's still a chance for you, 'cause there's a spark in you, you just gotta ignite the light and let it shine. Just own the night like the 4th of July, 'cause baby you're a firework. Come on, show 'em what you're worth, make 'em go as you shoot across the sky.
Hello, my darlings. Welcome to the Sit a Spell Show. It is Wednesday, August 7th, and it is a beautiful day. It's a little steamy, but that's okay. We have the amazing, the titillating, the darling, Teresa Sabina. T, how you doing, honey?
I'm fine. And we have the fabulous, effervescent Lisa Lee. She always forgets to introduce herself.
Oh, who am I in the long, in the grand scheme?
Well, you're...
Anyway, so we missed last week.
Yes.
Well, that is true. You and me. You and me against the world. And last week, what kind of a partnership were we? The sucky kind.
Oh, yeah. Teresa was out of her pain meds and not feeling good at all.
And Lisa and broke her damn foot and was feeling no pain because she was high.
Yes, she sounded really drugged up and happy. La, 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 la.
So we decided between the two of us, and Josh actually was the one that said, "Hey, girls, maybe we should skip tonight's show."
Yes, because he is a very wise producer.
Yes, he is.
He's very wise, sometimes.
So, T and I were the walking wounded last week. Well, the hopping, limping wounded, but yeah. So we did not have a show last week, and we're really sorry, but we just couldn't do it. Between the two of us, I was high on Tylenol 3, and T wanted to be high. It was just ugly.
It was a very
so
sad
So we are back.
Moment. We are.
It was.
We are.
Well, the walking wounded.
So what did you do between drug haze? Limp.
Yeah, no kidding. Let's see. I've been so freaking busy. It was crazy these last. I have not had time off or time to myself in weeks. The theater has been sold out, you know, every single weekend, and which is really cool. The zombies were starting to get kind of funny, and towards the end, they were, like, doing everything they could to freak me out, which they did a great job. What else? So, yeah, so the Night of the Living Dead was amazing, and usually in October, we do the Real Haunted Tours the entire month of October, but because the turnout was so huge for the Night of the Living Dead play, instead we're going to do 2 weeks of tours and 2 weeks of zombies. Yay!
Yay! Zombies!
Yay! So it was... Yes, zombies. They just stepped it up, man. Their makeup and how they did it, it was like being in an episode of The Walking Dead. I'm here to tell you, though, that if a zombie apocalypse ever does break out, T and Josh, and listeners, you need to come to the theater, because I really think that we'd be safe there. I've got it all figured out now. And we'd have candy and popcorn and soda and water and beer. So we'd be fine for a long time.
Yeah, but the thing is, at the show, the zombies ultimately got into the theater.
That's because they didn't think ahead. See, we'd put plywood up against the window so they couldn't do that. See, we're smart.
Ah, Okay.
Yes.
Gotcha.
I've been there for what, 9 shows now, or yeah, 9 shows.
Yeah.
I've got it figured out, so we're all good. We're safe.
And can we have beanbag bazookas?
So what else did I do?
Beanbags?
Well, we're gonna be fine. Oh, and we can watch movies, for God's sake.
Oh yeah.
So we're good.
Yeah.
And let's see. So last Tuesday, in the morning, getting up, drowsy, you know, walking my way to the bathroom, getting ready for work, and Bear, who, like always, was in heat. Oh, goody. So I'm half asleep. I'm walking to the bathroom. She does this crappy flop thing on the floor. I try to avoid her, and instead I trip and smash my foot into this big, pretty table-y thing that I've got plants on, and I broke my damn foot. So I'm walking around with a big Frankenfoot, this walking cast, because it's not like a total snap, it's like a fracture.
Yeah.
But it's just not pretty. And I did bling it up, though. I've got pearls on it, and it's all really pretty. So my boss came into work from vacation for the first time yesterday. And he's asking me something, and he goes, "Oh, my God, what did you do?" I said, "Oh, no big deal. I was just mountain climbing in Wisconsin." He believed me.
Oh! An intelligent man, obviously.
Well, he's just giving me the benefit of the doubt. But, I mean, Wisconsin doesn't really have mountains.
No.
But maybe he was thinking that, you know, oh, Lisa started a new workout program. I don't know, but I had a hard time.
You're climbing Indian mounds. That's what it was.
There you go.
There you
or
go.
Tripping cat in heat.
And the spirits got pissed off and chucked you down. Well, if
yes.
You can hear it from here, I've got thunder going on outside. That's fun. I like thunder. Yeah, so pretty soon my dogs will be trying to crawl in my skin.
Well,
that's always fun.
Yeah. So I also, wait, I saw The Conjuring.
You did? How was it?
I did. Oh, my God. Okay, so I was raised, as you know, on scary movies. I mean, I started out with Frankenstein versus Dracula and I mean, just all of them because of my, all of them, yes. Because my dad, he was a big horror fan. And the scariest movie I've ever seen to this day, well, up until this day, was The Exorcist. But that is because we were at a drive-in, and I was in the back seat because he had a date. Dad took me on his dates. And I was supposed to be sleeping. Well, I wasn't. So I snuck up when they weren't paying attention, and I was watching the movie. And that was, like, the scariest movie I've ever seen. To this day, eyes freak me out. So I'm at the movie with Amber, and I don't have blankets to, like, cover my face, so I'm actually using a napkin right underneath my eyes, and I'm watching the movie underneath a napkin. And I'm here to tell you, it was so incredibly intense and the scariest movie now that I have ever seen. It was so well done and so freaking scary, and we should go see it.
Yeah, I think I want to go see it right now.
Right now. Well, we're getting ready to be in a storm, so how about right next time?
Yeah. Okay, we'll do
that. Yeah.
That works.
Okay, that works. So, and tonight's our first show without Ash.
I know. I'm very sad. I'm very sad.
I know. But you know what? She is really happy, and she's still going to come on. But it is kind of weird not having her sitting right here trying to ply her with
squealing
tea and
sugar,
exactly. She will be missed, but she will be back. And so now it's just tea and me against the world.
The walking wounded, yes. And even wounded, I dragged my ass out Thursday.
Oh, that's right. Tell me all about that.
I went to the Fairy House's grand opening in Buffalo.
Buffalo, Minnesota, right?
Yes. Oh, my God. It was fabulous. I did.
I saw the pictures.
Yeah. I did do an interview with Lee Cohen, Wyatt. And amazingly, I think the Fae were playing with me, because when I got home to download the interview, the only thing that recorded was me saying I sound like an idiot. So, they were just playing with me something fierce. But I did try to remember everything. So, basically, it is a fabulous new little store, Boom, in Buffalo, and it's on 6½ Division Street. And you can see it right from the Buffalo Lake, and it's underneath the Buffalo Bookstore and Coffee Shop. They're open from 9 to 5 p.m., the first weekends of the month. They are looking to be open every weekend. That's in the future. They're working towards that. And the vendors, they switch up vendors. So you're not always going to have the same people there all the time. My dog just jumped.
Is it like a shop?
It's not like a shop. You go in and it's very dungeony, you know, branches and lights and fairy
things.
It looks
so beautiful.
It's just like you're going into the underworld
it's
of the
so
Fae.
It's so beautiful.
It's gorgeous in there.
Oh, that's so cool.
And in the future, they're going to start doing like workshops and classes. And they do accept other vendors. So if you're interested in becoming a vendor for either a day or the 3 days that they're open, all you have to do is call Lee. And the vendors, I think she said they charge $70 a day for a spot down there.
Which is
very reasonable. And her website is www.faeryhouse.net. And you can get more information on her site. The phone number. Yeah, we'll put it on the website. The phone number to call there is 763-233-1354. And ask for Lee. And you will be absolutely blown away when you go in there. I mean, I was looking at the site this weekend, and I ended up going twice. I went Thursday, and it didn't even dawn on me to bring my recorder to tape an interview. So when I got home, then I said, oh, well, maybe I should do an interview while I'm there. So the second day I went again, and yeah, I spent money. Oh, yes, I got a new fairy garden. Absolutely gorgeous.
Oh, I want one of those.
They're so pretty. And then I got a massage the first day. And then the second day when I went in again, I got a Reiki session, and I got some more fairy stuff. My daughter, on the other hand, who went, Lee makes these absolutely gorgeous gift boxes. And they're different themes for every month, and you can get it on a subscription basis. And it'll be mailed to your door every month with a new theme in there. Alyssa bought 4 of them right then and there. So I highly recommend that you check out the fairy house. It is just enchanting and great. So there's that. And
Leah's just one of the sweetest people. She's just got this beautiful spirit about her, and you can just feel the love. I mean,
oh yeah, she's very welcoming and high energy. It's wonderful.
I mean, she's just such a positive person, and I am so glad. I wanted to go with you, but I couldn't because I had to be at the theater. But
yep. So now we're gonna head off to break, and when we come back, we are gonna have Candy Ayers on again.
We've got a new segment that Candy's going to cover from now on, because she's got that soothing voice and she's so full of wisdom. I mean, that woman. when we were at the Goddess Festival, I fell in love with her even more than I thought I could. But her segment is going to be Ancient Wisdom for Today. So we're going to come back. We're going to hear Candy's wisdom on Ancient Wisdom for Today. And we've got some moon information for you because we are in a new moon. Woohoo!
Woo! So we'll see you in a bit.
We have a new segment with Candy Ayers, who is the High Priestess of the Dark Moon Coven here in Minnesota. And she is going to be talking about ancient wisdom that we, from all faiths, that we can still use and that are still appropriate for our time. So, Candy, thank you so much for being a part of our show. Welcome.
Thank you very much, and I feel very welcome. It's exciting.
So what do you have for us today?
Well, today we have from Margot Adler, our quote for the week is, "We should educate people that witch is not evil, but ancient and positive. The first time I called myself a witch was the most magical moment of my life."
Oh, that's beautiful.
I'd like to share a story with y'all about that, if you don't mind.
Please
do. Love that.
When I was about 22 and I was not sure what I was, I just knew I was very different. My brother came in one day, and my brother is 12 years older than me, and he said to his kids that were sitting around, he said, "Now don't try to lie to her because you know she's a witch." And it just kind of took me back for a minute, and then it was like, wow, I am. That is what I am. And it was a very exciting discovery.
And empowering. If you can hear the sirens, I apologize. Like I warned you before, we're in warning, so a siren just went off in my house, so I apologize. So how does that relate to how does that relate to today?
Well, I think today that the word witch has a stigmatism to it that is becoming less and less daily with places and people like y'all and us that are going out and educating people that witch is an ancient word. It is just an empowerment word and not a bad, evil, something to be ashamed of kind of name.
I remember when I was growing up, that word was tossed around and I had really mixed feelings about it because I knew, you know, my mom and, you know, my family, it was not actually, the term wasn't actually used, but the practice was. And I remember having mixed feelings because, like, I think I told you guys this. I went through my own rebellion where I turned into, like, a total right-wing Christian fundy where I was trying to save people's souls and stuff like that. And it just never really fit. But it's the whole stereotype out there, which was what made me feel uncomfortable because I didn't want to be labeled that when apparently to the rest of the world, what we did was bad.
I agree. I think that that's part of it is that you hear the word witch and you think of the evil and spells. And the word witch actually means sage or healer. And it's a very empowering word if you think about where the roots of the word.
I'm sorry.
I said the word witch actually comes from meaning that you're a healer. The women of the town that lived a little bit apart were the midwives and the healers, and the word witch became to mean them. And then it was a very wonderful and empowering thing. And then it became aligned with when Christianity or any other group took over, and they wanted to make it evil so that they would turn more to the ministers and that type of stuff. So they made it an evil thing to be a witch. And before that, it was a wonderful, honored position.
And where do you see it in the future? Oh, T, I'm sorry. I was just going to say, where do you see the word witch being in the future?
Well, I think the word witch is going to become more and more powerful and positive. And I think that as we grow, that as you both know, both men and women are witches. And
absolutely.
And I think that's something people tend to overlook. But I think it's going to become a powerful healing word again that's going to bring the pagans and the forces and whatever denomination you are to be a witch, because you can be anything and be a witch.
And they also didn't like it that the women were the midwives and the healers, and the male folk there were kind of threatened by that, so that's why they made it evil too, to get them out of that position.
Very true.
Do you think that pop culture helps or hurts the word?
I think that it doesn't help when they go into it and they make it a stereotypical thing of being bad and evil. I think the more education we get, the better it will be. But I like just recently the movies coming out are saying more and more about how witches were better people than they were. And then you get one like that just recently came out that says they're bad and evil and sacrificing babies.
That was one thing that was in The Conjuring. You weren't here for that part, but I had just watched the movie The Conjuring, and it all stemmed from, I mean, it was such a good movie, and it was very well put together. It was very entertaining, very scary. But the one thing that I felt insulted about was it all stemmed from witchcraft and aligning themselves with Satan.
Yes, and I think another part of it that was bad was that if you weren't a denomination or a Christian or baptized, then you couldn't get help.
Right, I agree. I thought about that, or I didn't think of it that way, but the one thing that I did think about regarding that was, it's like, really, you can only be a Christian to get rid of these things? When we know that,
and we do that all the time. When we
Do you feel that it's important for the young girls out there who are claiming to be witches and all this, that they need to find out that it's more than just spell work? There's more
Absolutely.
To it?
Absolutely. I believe they need to know that it is an ancient, powerful word that comes from knowing and knowledge, not just going out and working a magic spell like a love spell and getting power or an adrenaline rush. That there's more to it, and they need to learn the basics, and they need to be taught that it stems from more than just what you want.
Yeah.
I couldn't agree with you more. Well, Candy, I want to thank you so much. Next week, I know you're going to have another really powerful segment for us, another very powerful ancient wisdom thingy for us. And I'm so glad and I'm so grateful and so thankful, T and I, that you're on the show.
Well, I am very honored and I thank you very much. And yes, we will be back next week with another quote.
Yay!
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 Okay, so we are in a new moon and we have found the most amazing information for you that we really feel like it's something that you should know. It's about the power of attraction and using the power of the new moon to bring wonderful things for you. So with that being said, and after our clip, we're going to have another new song. We chose these songs tonight. Actually, we didn't. Our listeners chose our songs tonight. So, and I think that's something fun that we're going to do. We're going to have our listeners choose our songs. So be nice, people. We're also going to have themes every once in a while, but tonight's theme is all about embracing love and embracing who you are and finding your little inner witch.
Hello there, I'm Alison from alison.co.uk. I'm a white witch, spellcaster and psychic. Here, I hope to explain why new moon spells that work with the law of attraction can help you have a fresh start. New moon spells that work with the moon energy are cast for any positive new beginning or fresh start, and also to rid negative elements that may be surrounding you. The new moon is the period when the light of the moon disappears, when there appears to be no moon in the sky. This is the point before the moon begins a new cycle in the sky. The new moon is the perfect time for both ridding any negative elements from your life along with attracting positive energies to allow new beginnings and fresh starts. A number of factors need to be taken into consideration for new moon spells to work. In its most basic form, a spell is a set of steps that uses a specific formula. And just as conducting a scientific experiment, baking a cake, or learning to drive all need a formula to follow, then so does successful spellcasting. Magic, in its purest form, is the manipulation and harnessing of specific energies combined with will, intent, and action. The specific energies needed for spells that work in the way they were intended need to be carefully put together. A skilled and experienced spellcaster will have a wide knowledge of all the energies contained in specific ingredients needed for spells to work. Energy exists in all things, including thoughts, emotions and feelings, along with tangible things such as humans, animals, plants, etc. Just like baking a wonderful, tasty, and successful cake, a spell needs the correct ingredients in the correct amounts by using tools and utensils in the correct way. An experienced spellcaster will have a wide knowledge of herbs, oils, crystals, and other ingredients, their qualities, their energies, and how to use them successfully. They will have a deep understanding of the power of color, moon phases, solar phases, astrological matters, and other natural phenomena. They will also be skilled in the use of altar tools and be attuned to the elements of air, earth, fire, and water.
I'll tell you about the magic and the free of soul, but it's like trying to tell a stranger about a rock and roll. Believe in magic, don't bother to choose if it's jug band music or rhythm and blues. Just go and listen, it'll start with a smile that will wipe off your face no matter how hard you try.
Listen to me and Lisa mess it all up really fun. So tonight's first story for you is slippery spells. Gay inclusive curriculum leads to witchcraft that says South Carolina teacher. That didn't make sense, but a South Carolina teacher is making the rounds on the anti-gay circuit for his wild claims about homosexuality in the classroom. Last week, the infamous Fox News contributor and American Family Association radio host, Sandy Rios, who last week compared the love of two gay men, Phil, to the love kidnapper and rapist Ariel Castro felt for the woman. Alrighty then. He kept captive his slaves in his home, talked with Ira Thomas, a South Carolina teacher. Thomas told Rios that a gay inclusive curriculum is harmful to children and said it's like teaching people about how to use crack. Really? So, of course, Linda Harvey booked him for the radio show, and Harvey is the head of Mission America, a Columbus, Ohio-based anti-gay hate group. Thomas, who is also a pastor, told Harvey over the weekend that there's a slippery slope to teaching LGBT equality. If we're going to go there, then the next thing we know, we're going to have everybody forcing things on us in school that we don't believe in, from witchcraft to even the molestation of children. So the question now becomes...
Yeah.
Just hold your britches, girl. How can LGBTQ children being taught by someone who doesn't believe in their equality, How will those kids feel after having heard his comments?
Oh my God. Wait, what?
Yeah, really, really. Well, you know, I don't believe in a lot of the history they teach because, you know, it's all fabricated to make us all look good. So is that like teaching child molestation too? I mean, they teach a lot of crap nobody buys into.
It's getting ridiculous. I feel really insulted that they put child molesters in with the same as us, as pagans and witches. And I mean, wow. Oh, by the way, though,
I mean,
since we've been on our little break, a whole lot of Minnesotans got married.
All right. Congratulations.
I know that I've got four sets of friends that got married over the last week because marriage equality is finally here in Minnesota. Woo! So screw you,
congratulations.
Is that's pissed off that they're teaching. I don't understand what the problem is. I mean, there's homosexuality in the animal kingdom. Why is there an issue? Don't get it.
That's like teaching sex education in schools is going to cause, you know, nuclear war or something.
Oh, but stupid. I can see that. Whatever. Oh my God.
Yeah. All right.
It's
what
like
do you got?
1940s. I swear. Mine is a little less pissy-off-y-us. Oh, I just made up another word. Pissy-off-y-us.
I'm right now and down. Sounds Art, Greek.
Art Bell is returning to radio. The master of the paranormal and outward edges of science will return to the microphone on September 16th with a new nighttime show on Sirius XM Radio. Bell was one of the radio's top syndicated voices in the 1990s before walking away from his highly rated nightly show in 2002 due to family issues. He worked occasionally after that, but hasn't been on the air since Halloween of 2010. And he said, "I miss it terribly," said Bell, whose weeknight show will live air from 10 p.m. to 1 a.m. Eastern Standard Time on Sirius. The Sirius station is actually building a studio in his rural Nevada home. FYI, kids, I've been awake for 37 hours in a row now, so I'm a little flaky, and I do apologize. A Sirius representative contacted Bell through social media a few months ago, leading to the formation of his new show. His new show is going to be called Art Bell's Dark Matter, and he'll talk about things like the UFOs, ghosts, near-death experiences, and weird aspects of science. He'll do interviews and take calls from viewers. Well, probably not viewers, but listeners. Well, you know. So Art Bell is coming back. He was like a staple. He was one of the first people to ever have a show on the paranormal. Now there's paranormal shows everywhere. I do have to say, though, that between Art Bell and Darkness Radio, those two, in my opinion... Oh, and, oh, shoot. What am I thinking? Josh, help me out. Kathy's show.
Kathy Bartsch?
Yes. She's got a great paranormal show as well. And I know that there's a lot of other good ones out there. But, those three...
Don't forget George Norrie, who took over for Art Bell on Coast to Coast AM.
Yes, George Norrie. But I don't know that... Does he have as big of an audience as Art Bell did? I don't know. I don't know the answer to that. But I remember years ago, listening to Art Bell going, "This is so cool." And then Darkness Radio. And Darkness Radio is awesome. They always have such really cool guests on and stuff like that. So I think it's kind of cool that he's coming back, in my opinion, anyway. So, T... we had such a busy show tonight that we sort of ran out of time. We had a lot more things to go over and talk about, but we will have to catch that next week. It was a fun show, though, don't you think? I mean, for two people like half there.
High and not sleeping. And I'm usually the one that's not sleeping.
I know, I've kind of taken over your role. You can have it back.
Now you need to make a crazy video.
No. What?
Yeah.
Well, if I go back on the Tylenol 3, that could happen, but it might not be very pretty.
Don't need to be
so
pretty.
So T and I are going to be at CryptCon in Minnesota on September, what is it, 27th, 8th, and 9th?
I think so, yep.
I
and
think
we're
so.
Going
and
to the zombie prom.
Here's the. Yes, I was just going to say that. T is making me go to the freaking zombie prom, which is not something that I wanted to do, especially being neck deep in zombies for the last nine shows. But we are going to be going to the zombie prom as well, and T is going to be over the top because she's already been practicing with organic materials, by the way.
Yeah.
So it should be fun. So you can come and visit us at the Crypticon in Minneapolis, the 27th through the 29th.
And we'll post that information on our site.
Yes. You want to do the site part?
And you can find us or message us at Facebook at Sit a Spell Show. You can get
and
in
you can
contact
also find us,
with us there.
Yep, and you can also can talk to us. See, that lack of sleep shit or stuff is starting to come through. You can also find us on the web at sitaspell.net. And next week, we've got a whole brand new show, which is going to be amazing because we've got a very special guest who is going to talk to us about healing in a healthy way. So I think that's going to be really, really, a really good episode. T, you got anything else for our beautiful, wonderful, amazing listeners?
I do not. I love y'all.
All right, so always remember, my darlings, be good to each other. Go make a difference in somebody's life, even if it's just saying, hey, nice shoes. You might be surprised what it's going to do to somebody's self-esteem, and it might change their lives. Just go out there and put a smile on people's faces. Remember that you are perfect in absolutely every way. You're not doing it wrong. You're doing it right. Take care of each other, and remember to always, always, always take back your light. Blessed be, my darlings.
Like the love that had finally found the madman to the sea. To the sea. To the sea.
Cityspell is a 1201 Beyond production. Visit 1201beyond.com for more great shows.